someone to help. What's the magic word?
Please, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mama.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mama.
You're welcome.
Did your mom ever teach you to say thank you?
She barely spoke to me until I was 18.
Did you, Mama?
You're welcome. Go eat with Daddy. Bye.
I just wonder if people in New York actually sat their kids down and said, please, thank you. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, no, sir. I don't think you ever did that.
No, nobody said ma'am and sir here. No, my generation was the first generation where we no longer respected our adults. Yeah. We no longer respected people in authority.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
See, listen, you're welcome. Listen to this little girl.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mama.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mama.
You're welcome. Go.
See?
Aww. It's some good parenting right there. Yeah, that didn't go on with our generation. I was a classic latchkey kid from the time I was like 9.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what that is, a latchkey kid is a kid that comes home from school to an empty house, lets themselves in, has some cereal, watches some television, and maybe does homework or not until your mom gets home. Because remember, school, you were done by like 3:20 at my mm-hmm. school. And my mom didn't come home until like 5 or 6. So she didn't have a babysitter. We didn't have any money. You know, so you let yourself in and then you TV is your babysitter and no one's telling you say thank you. You know what I mean? Like, thank me. I let myself in and fed myself. You thank me for parenting myself.
No, that's crap, because I had the same situation where my parents worked and I came home for 3 hours by myself and I say thank you and no thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
We used Seabreeze as a toner. You know, we would spend our summers going down metal slides without anything on our legs. Like, we were a tough generation. Like, we had to put up with a lot.
No, I dyed my hair with hydrogen peroxide.
Yes.
That's how I made myself orange or blonde or whatever the hell I was back then. It came from a bottle. We didn't have none of that fancy dye. You know, we didn't go out and buy a tie-dye shirt. We made a tie-dye shirt.
Of course. Same thing here in New York. And we used Manic Panic. That was the stuff that we used to do our own hair. Shaved the own sides of my head. I was obsessed mm-hmm. with the girl from Bow Wow Wow. Shaved the sides of my head. Dyed my hair purple. All by myself, and my mom couldn't say boo about it because, again, I parented myself. I raised myself. She was barely there.
But she didn't teach you to say thank you.
No, but she did. She used to say the one thing that she still says to this day, she says, you get more with honey,
mm-hmm.
which works for her because she's so sweet and cute and little. So she can just be like, oh, hi, can you help me? And everybody falls to their feet. I can't get away with that.
Yeah, you didn't hear that part.
No, I heard honey and I thought nut Cheerios and I thought, yes, I'd love some.
Yeah, because the only time I've ever seen you say thank you is if somebody holds a door for you. Other than that, that's the only time that comes out of your mouth.
Yeah, because when someone holds a door for you, they're stopping down their day mm-hmm. to do something for a stranger. Like, that's amazing. I think that's definitely deserves at least a thank you. And when I was younger, a blowjob.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what they said.
You. You're welcome.